This is a production of Cornell University.
EA meeting, March 7th,
2007.
Yes.
Hello.
I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. Everybody get lunch. Our guests, you know, are welcome for lunch, too.
They're being
more. Okay. All right. So are there any late additions to the agenda? No?
Yes.
There's a late addition to the agenda. Okay, yeah.
I got, the Kyoto Protocol.
Okay.
And see the request. For, not today, but I want to have some water.
All right. Yeah, I can use this map. Okay. I don't know. I know the Sustainability Act. It wasn't being played.
No,
it wasn't Ethan Rainwater. It was the only two I know.
Okay. The resolution.
Thank you.
All right. Report from the chair. Dennis, you're going to have to help me with this.
Yeah.
Okay. Lots going on. Today at 4:30, there's an address being given by the provost, the academic address. It's the first time, I think, that Diddy has done that, where we've had presidents address in the past. This is the first time we're hearing an academic address, and that's in Call Auditorium over at Kennedy Hall, which you all should be familiar with from prior president's address venue. So if you can make it, I would encourage you to go. I think it would be a good thing. There's that. There was yesterday... Was it yesterday? The United Way luncheon?
Monday.
Oh, yeah. Monday. Monday was the United Way luncheon. It was sort of the official end of the campaign for our 06-07 academic year and the passing of the baton for the 07-08, although the last year's chair was Sarah Thomas, who's the university librarian, and she has since left the university to be the university librarian at Oxford University. I know, right? I hear they have a great library over there. Very envious. Anyway, and Steve Golding is the chair for the next year, along with co-chair of Joanne DeStefano. So we'll look. I think we get a week reprieve before that starts up again. And Steve has already talked to me about that and what the Employee Assembly's involvement might look like next year. So he really wants to solicit our support and because he wants to get the participation rate up. Not necessarily the dollars, but he'd like to see the participation rate get up there. So that's something that he's going to look for us to do. What else?
Women, International Women's event I think 4:30 tomorrow. Which should be pretty interesting, and they're going to have a great reception. That's a good clue.
All right. And I think that's about it for updates. So I'd like to, at this point, go around and introduce our guests. One person I've been given the name of Brian Cornell from Architecture, Art, and Planning. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
How are you? Well, tell us a little bit about what you do.
I'm a computer lab manager where I support art, the art department, and the planning department.
Mm-hmm.
The AAC, work in the dorm with Leon.
And how long have you been at the university?
8 months.
8 months, and you're only staying at it for the first time.
That's right.
Wow. I'm kidding. People have been here 8 years and not been in the meeting. So, welcome. Thanks for coming. And next to him?
Oh, I'm Karen Trask. I work with Peggy.
I know you.
I know.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who are you?
And I work in campus information and referral. And I'm here helping with the notes.
Great.
I'm Bill Liddick, and I work with Campus Life. I'm Systems Project Manager.
And I've been here 2.5 years, and this is the first time I've been to a meeting, so I beat him, but I don't beat the people that are 8 years old. I've been working with Campus Life in improving systems and their business practices.
Great. Well, welcome, everybody, and please be sure to get something to eat. And thanks for coming today. So, Michael, can we go into the trustees report? I know we have a busy week coming up, but do you have any previews for us?
Trustees are on campus starting today, and our trustee meeting is on Friday. Committee meetings are tomorrow, and we'll get the report at our next PA meeting. It's kind of a light agenda for the board meeting, but the student assembly and the professional student assembly are doing their address. They have 10 minutes to address the board and to tell them what they're working on. We're very fortunate, and ours happened in May, and so we're the only assembly doing a report in May, and I think that's really strategically much better for us.
Mm-hmm.
And Donna has been giving the address for a couple of years, and it's a very good job. I know a lot of people have come to these, but you're always welcome to come to any Board of Trustee meeting for the open session, and I'm glad to have you there. That's the end of my report.
So if anyone is interested in going to the open session on Friday, you need to let Kristen McHenry know in counsel's office. It starts at 9?
I think so.
I don't have my job. I don't know.
Do you know where it is?
No.
I think but I'm not positive that it is in the...
In her cube? A pal?
No.
Salad?
No. The Johnson School.
Oh, it's
but I'm not sure, but I can send an email to... Who should I send it to?
I have to send it to the EA list.
Well, but I don't know the EA. I'm never good with sending the list.
Should I send it out? I haven't. I'll send it out. I don't know. I have a whole big life off, so I can't remember where it is. So I'll send you all an email. Don't worry. I'll find your addresses. I've written your names down, so I'll find you. And send you the email of the time and the location, and then you can just contact Chris McHenry to make sure that there's enough room for you to attend. It'd be great to hear what the undergrads and the grad students have to say. Actually, at our last leadership breakfast meeting, Janet Bertizzi, who's the chair of the GPFA, passed out a report. It was really interesting about a graduate residential initiative. So I know she's going to talk about that in her speech. And what they're envisioning is something like North Campus or West Campus for grad students. And she's written they've put together a great document. President Fortin was at our last leadership breakfast and was looking it over and seemed to be enthusiastic about the idea of forming a group to look at that. And with the campus master plan going on, it's a really good time to think about some sort of graduate community. Yeah, Michael.
So I've got one more thing. I did go to the student open forum with the president. That was last week. I think it was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
There were about 25 students there, which was, I thought, was a little disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those were grad students who had very, very good questions to ask, but the undergrad population really didn't represent themselves overwhelmingly there. And it just goes to show what a great attendance that we have, I think, at our meetings.
Okay. Good to know. All right. Great. So let's move on to the approval of minutes. The minutes of October 18th were sent to you. I'm hoping you all have a chance to review them. I would ask you particularly to look at the attendance piece and make sure that your attendance has been marked correctly. And
I make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Thank you. Is there any further discussion? All right, all those in favor of approving the minutes of October 18th, 2009. Minutes approved. All right. Okay, on to new business. The first item under new business is the executive committee term requirement. It has my name next to that, but I'm going to turn it over to our parliamentarian to start the discussion. And we'll just roll with it and see what we're up to.
So at the end of every year, we vote for new officers from the executive committee, chair, vice chair, financier, and so on. Last year, we voted to suspend the charter to allow Pat to serve again as financial officer. And this year, if we wanted to keep Pat on as financial officer and Donna as chair, we'd have to suspend the charter for both of them or come up with some other idea. So we just want to have a discussion about about that. What you guys thought about the all that?
I would like to offer. I think I have two ideas about this. I think the theory is that the charter was written for a purpose, and I don't think that you should suspend a charter for a person, but for a purpose. So if you have an individual who is serving in a capacity and you want that person to continue, the charter doesn't allow that, and I would rather abide by the charter. Does that make sense?
Can I just add that we suspended the charter last year for Pat because no one was running against her for the seat of the finance.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the reason why we did that.
But I think also that we should be encouraging other members of the employee assembly to step up and serve in an executive role. And I think it gets more freshness. I think that different voices can be heard. It's not to say that anybody's going to take over and run away with anything. We're all here, just to serve the same purpose. But I'm not convinced that it's the right thing to do to suspend or even change the charter from a two-term limit. I think it's there for a reason, and I'd like to keep it there. So that's how I feel about it.
Yeah, Andre, go ahead.
So the opposing view, I've got three items on that. One is we as a group are permitted to look at the rules and look at our situation from time to time, and we're also authorized to suspend portions of the charter for what we might feel are important issues. The three issues that I see here that are really important for us to consider are continuity. We've got a lot going on, got a lot of new things on our plates, and we're moving forward unlike we've moved forward in the last few years. And we're developing some great exposure and accomplishing a lot of things. I don't know if we could handle within the next few months a major leadership shift to someone else from our board. And I don't know with question marks. That's maybe there's someone that might be able to step up. I don't know. The second point is it's a critical time in our development. We're reformulating what we're doing and where we're going, all within the bounds of the charter and with all the new energy from all the interface we're getting with David Scorton and some of the senior vice presidents. We need, a fairly strong leadership to make sure that we don't end up recreating the wheel again. And then the third item is we don't really have a succession plan. It's something I brought up before. We know from our groups with Jim Sheridan, our meetings with him, that that's one of the things that we wanted to do. We haven't really done it. This would be the year to do it. Is to develop a succession plan to replace our senior executive members in a timely fashion. But we haven't done it at this point. And I think it would be imprudent for us to say, let's follow the charter because that's what the charter says, and lop that off. So,
Leon, go ahead.
I also think that the charter, I think, is very important. But I think, like anything else, it's got to reflect the reality of the times that we are living in,
mm-hmm.
and meet the needs that we have at hand. So I think charter should be revised, amended, and to keep, I mean, that's the reality in my opinion.
Okay. Yeah, Joe.
Yeah, just and your name ducked here. The charter was written over a quarter century ago in a different time, and I think with a different vision for what the group was going to end up being. And to go along with what Pat said, but doing, and, you know, doing proper ways to make a formal amendment to it, then you're abiding by the charter, but you're also using the practicality of being able to, for the continuity and so forth. So I think in the short term, we have to look at another amendment, then a long term, I mean, you know, we need to look for suspension mm-hmm. of a facet of the charter, but in the long term, we need to look at amendments to changing it to mm-hmm. make it practical.
Yeah.
I would just make the clarification, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but it would be the employee assembly, the 2007 employee assembly, would be making this decision, correct?
Correct.
It would be the assembly who would be taking seat as of June 1st.
Mm-hmm. For amendments, yeah, but to operate for the election, that's got to be this group. Because elections are held before the new
EEC.
For the executive
for
committee.
Officers, though.
Yes.
Yeah, so that would come after the election.
That's after the
election. Yeah, elections for members and then elections for officers.
The officers are elected by this group.
The officers are elected by the
new
group. Wow,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But the motion to change the charter would have to come before the election.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that, you know, it would come from the preceding committee, yeah. I guess, would be
motion.
A recommendation.
The motion to change the charter or to suspend the charter?
To suspend.
Suspend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that so? Could this group decide to suspend the charter for a new group?
I don't think so.
I think it would have to be a recommendation.
I think the whole election would be a new group that would have to make that decision.
Well, I guess, absent any provision in the charter for suspending it, it's kind of a suspending a charter is kind of a gray area to begin with. I know that happened last year, but I guess we're kind of trying to steer more in the direction of
mm-hmm.
amendment, creating provisions such as if nobody is interested in running for the position except people who have already served for two terms, an exception can be made by something
right.
like that
yeah.
being added would be much more practical
mm-hmm.
Than a blanket suspension.
Yeah, I mean, my feeling is this committee could make a recommendation to next year's committee as to what they would do when they were looking at the officers' election and the candidates running.
Mm-hmm.
So, given that, I would ask you all to think about if you would like to run for a seat on the executive committee next year. Now's the time to start thinking about it while we're putting together elections. Yeah, right.
Are there requirements for the senior position?
Requirements? You need to have a PhD. You need to nuclear physics. No, there really aren't requirements. I mean, you have to be an EA member, not for any length of time. It's not stipulated in there. That's helped me out if I overstep here. I think there really aren't any requirements.
So I think requirements would be what you were saying, Pat, some checks and balances as to getting qualified individuals that are leaders in those positions, and if no one meets those requirements, then
mm-hmm.
it stays how it is.
Yeah, that is a good point.
I just want to make a couple points of clarification. What I was referring to, and I think what was done last time, is that we voted for suspension of certain sections of the charter, not the entire charter, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, we would be recommending that the rule for the individuals under which individuals would be elected, not specific individuals, would be suspended.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It's different than saying, well,
right.
we're going to suspend the charter and allow these two individuals to continue on. That's not what's being said. Just to
mm-hmm.
restate that again in one other way, is that it would just allow you to run again should anybody come along and say, well, gee, I would like to be considered.
Mm-hmm.
It would certainly be allowed to. It wouldn't preclude that.
Mm-hmm.
So in a case where someone ran for vice chair for finance and chair.
Uh-huh.
And because of the fact that the charter says that we Donna and I couldn't, would then it default to those individuals, or are we only talking if nobody runs?
Right, because right now, Pat and I could not put our names in the hat.
Right, we can't run.
Right.
According to the charter, we can't run. So I guess that's where I need to be very clear.
You guys are all like,
what are they talking about?
What?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, we would not, we couldn't be on the ballot.
Yep, now, Pat, you were elected last year, and the term is equal to
1 year.
The office is chairman of the year.
1 year.
Yep. Yep. Membership terms are 2 years. Officer terms are 1 year. Yeah.
So actually what I did was I filled out the remainder of a term of someone who left, and then I took a full term, and then I took a second term. So I've actually done this for a little over 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I've mm-hmm. really exceeded. That's right.
Really. Agreed.
You've exceeded what the charter says.
What the charter says. Well.
All right. Well, anyway, there's some food for thought.
Well, just one other quick point, because I think this is sort of important. Maybe Peter, you can look at this, or the assembly folks can make a comment. When we, after we have our election and
mm-hmm.
we move into the new session, one
mm-hmm.
of the first orders of business is to elect the executive chair and the committee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I recall, I mean, there just wasn't a lot of people, so we didn't really have any campaigning or anything.
Right.
We did make statements.
We did.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think that has to be sort of in place one way or another. I mean, I'm not sure what our procedure will be, you know, given the fact that you wouldn't be able to run.
Mm-hmm.
So, up until that point, then we still have that executive committee.
Right.
However long that is, whether it's one whole meeting or 10 minutes of a meeting.
Yeah, I mean, what we've done in the past, and Joe, you can help me with this, is that, you know, the outgoing chair will chair the first meeting to establish the election of officers, and kind of that's the pass the baton meeting.
So what I'm saying is that I think we have to do some of this work before and then make recommendations.
And that's why we're having the discussion today, because we do need to think about it.
Yeah, there's no, you can make that motion to suspend the portions of the charter, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, but what we're doing
is
discussing it.
At least
done
before
we make the recommendation.
You're put on the ballot.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, think about it. Next item under new business is the EA resolution number 2, which is the listening to leaders resolution.
This is the resolution that was a template was given to Mary. It didn't have all the details on it. This is the final one. It's R2 to make it official. Carrie was R1, so this is our second one. Basically, it talks about listening to leaders' forums, when they're going to be held, where they're going to be held, and it was asking the Office of Human Resources to help us fund the forums. And the rest of it is self-explanatory.
All right. Everybody scanning this. If you see something that doesn't look right, please speak up.
Yeah, is it plausible that we'll actually have results tabulated and in some kind of form by June 30th?
I think so.
We'll have statistical now.
So we'll have something.
For sure, yeah.
You know, our last listening to leaders forum is on May 1st, and the idea was that the output of these meetings, I would be able to report to the trustees at the end of May. So, I think, at least in that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we should be able to put together a report by June 30th.
And I honestly think the groups are going to be smaller.
Oh, Michael has a comment. Yeah.
The third be resolved. I wonder why we're not asking from the president's office for funds as well.
Okay.
For two reasons. One, this was part of a larger discussion with the expanded group, and second, this was his priority number two for his inaugural address.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a put your money where your mouth is. Be it further resolved. And
yeah.
The second, should it be it still further resolved, just an editing thing?
Oh, yeah, I see it.
But maybe you want to do another resolution to request those funds from the president's office. But I think that you should probably be requesting funds from whomever you're either working with or
mm-hmm.
providing information for in future, because that's done a wonderful job on the budget, but we need more money.
We do.
I think that if he sees that they're doing all of these things, when a request
mm-hmm.
comes next year that we want to have double the amount we have this year,
yeah.
it's not going to be a surprise.
Right.
Because yeah.
you know that everybody knows that's coming, right? We are hitting them up big time. So should we add the president's office to the paragraph where we're requesting funding from human resources
mm-hmm.
in that sentence?
The question is this $1,500 a half? It says to share. Does this mean that's half of what it's expected to cost?
Share? Where do you see share?
No, share is in the paragraph before that. When
share
the number $1,500 shows
results.
Up, does that mean, oh, share results, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Then what is $1,500? Is that the cost of the whole thing?
Is it the total for all three?
It's the cost for two.
And then who's paying for the third?
Yeah.
Oh, we okay.
I think we should put all three. The expenses for all
three.
And I guess the other thing that I would say, I'm not certain that we even want to say that the EA does not have sufficient funds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that we have not identified funding for this purpose in the budget. I think we want to say this was not a budgeted item, but it's still a necessity. So we don't want to say we don't have enough money, because we do. We have $1,500.
But we sat here in a meeting with President Skorton and Mary saying we wanted to have these forums, but we don't have the money.
But we have the money because Peggy gave us $5,000.
Oh, sorry.
if they go back and they look at our
account, I'll just add that Peggy will be taking back a significant part of those $5,000 for possibly election. So Hazel did talk with us when discussing that.
Okay, I wasn't privy to that conversation. So I guess my question is, though, is she going to take funding back that will put the account in arrears? Are we going to have a negative balance then? Because how can we function
well,
through the end of the year?
We don't have the exact numbers for the employee elections, but
mm-hmm.
but certainly it will cut into our own office's funds, and
okay.
I think at the last meeting we discussed that employee assembly would try to pay for half of the election. So
mm-hmm.
It is important to get extra subsidy for this event.
Yeah, and I don't think that we're arguing that, right?
No, I'm not arguing that at all.
We're just
trying to do the justification.
Yeah, I think Pat's point is that saying that we do not have sufficient funds to hold the forum is a misrepresentation. Where it's more clear if we say we have not identified funding in our current budget for this purpose.
Exactly.
That
that's
what the
I,
way
mean,
I
understand
that's what
it.
I think
we should.
It's just
say.
A clarification. Okay. Because if someone looked at our budget, they said, well, you have $1,500.
Yeah.
But that's not the point. We have not budgeted for this.
So are we going to rewrite that piece today?
I think we have to.
And do an amendment?
How about, it just has not appropriated, the assembly has not appropriated funds.
Sure, for this purpose, or in this year's budget. I guess we need to identify that this is for the 06-07 budget year.
clearly we did not identify this.
Okay, can I read something to you then? Third paragraph amended. Whereas the Assembly has not identified funding in our current budget to hold forums to share the suggestions with supervisors in the present fiscal year, but feels such forums would significantly benefit the staff of the university.
I would change the word identified to allocated.
Okay. All right, let me give it one more try.
Sorry.
That's okay. I just want to get it. Hazel. All right. Whereas the Assembly has not allocated funding in our current budget to hold forums to share the suggestions with supervisors in the present fiscal year, but feels such forums to significantly benefit the staff of the university.
Sounds good.
Not.
It sounds good.
I think the allocation means that the funding may in fact be there. I think you want to say you have not identified or earmarked in the current budget.
Yes.
We like earmarked.
We like earmarked.
We've gone from identified to allocated to earmarked.
This is an advance forward.
Dennis is our editor. We're going to wait to see
how's it, Dennis?
That
smells good.
All right, you want me to read it one more time? And I'm not to make motions, but then somebody can, okay? Whereas the Assembly has not earmarked funding in our current budget to hold forums to share the suggestions with supervisors in the present fiscal year, but feels such forums would significantly benefit the staff of the university.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Second.
We don't need to see if we can just absorb the whole thing.
Yeah.
As amended.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
So we're
not
going
to
make
so
any
okay.
motion to
so
it.
Wait,
yeah.
There
yeah. Yeah, we can't. It's
we
a first
change.
Okay. The
note.
Second change,
yeah.
We'll call this change number two, is to modify paragraph 1, 2, 3, 4 to include the president's office in the request for funds. And, okay, let me read that to you. Be it further resolved that the Assembly requests financial assistance from the President's Office, the Office of Human Resources, in the amount of $1,500.
I'm going to change that number two.
Two.
We want to incorporate the entire cost of all forums.
So then it should, we said this was two-thirds, so is it $2,250? Is that for real?
It would be right at
$2,250. All right, $2,250. Let me read tea again. Be it further resolved that the Assembly requests financial assistance from the President's Office and the Office of Human Resources in the amount of $2,250 for expenses associated with these forums. And that's change number two. Change number three is in the next paragraph. Be it still further resolved that the Assembly shall report to the Office of Human Resources and the President's Office on the results of these forums no later than June 30th, 2007. Any other changes?
Can I make one? A suggestion for one? Write a signature icon, say respect with Smith, Hazel Hall, on behalf of the Communications Committee and Employee Assembly.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept the four changes as stated?
So moved.
Well, I used to accept the new resolution as amended.
Okay, fine. Okay.
Well, Robert's Rules of Orders requires you to have a motion for amendment first and then amend it. So if we want to follow that, or we can just not and just go.
We can jump into it. All right.
I make a motion that we approve the resolution concerning listening to leaders' forums as currently amended.
I'll second.
Second.
All right, any further discussion?
Yeah, I would just like to kick in. I missed the last meeting,
mm-hmm.
but I think the title Listening to Leaders is great.
Oh, good.
I caught it on the pamphlet mock-up before. Wow, that's really good.
Oh, good.
Wherever it came from, I think that's a great name.
It's like Mary Brown.
It came from Mary.
Mm-hmm. Whoever.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Approved as amended. Hopefully got all that.
Yes.
Okay. She says with heart. Right.
Just a note of decorum. I think it's wonderful that we're actually doing this in resolution form because it's allowing us to focus on specific issues and statements in relation to those. So just a big kudos to our assembly folks here for pushing it harder in that direction. We got two resolutions out in two meetings. That's wonderful.
All right. Here we go. Okay. Next, Kyoto Protocol. Andre.
Okay, I don't have a lot of detail, and I'm hoping that maybe Ari or Amy know a little bit more. I received an email from one of the students that are involved in the Kyoto Protocol resolutions in front of the student assembly and the graduate assembly as well. And although I didn't get a chance to actually see those resolutions, and they asked us if we would be interested in participating on our own behalf about what that is and if we would be interested in, you know, coming up with our own resolution. I can't give you too much more detail because I haven't had a chance to actually process it all, but maybe Amy and Ari know a little bit about the resolutions that have been passed or are currently being considered by the other assemblies.
I know that the undergraduate student assembly has approved a referendum for this year, saying if sustainable energy fee can be added on to tuition next year. I'm not sure what the graduate and professional student assembly has done.
Okay.
But I can definitely check in with them.
Okay. So given that, I mean, I know that's not a lot of information to go on, but I know that there's information in the Chronicle recently, and maybe Dennis can chime in a little bit more. But if we're all interested in discussing that, I'd be happy to put together a small packet for all of you to consider so that we can have the discussion about a resolution about the Kyoto.
Do you think the intention is for the assemblies to make a unified statement?
Speaking for the student assembly, the graduate and professional student assembly and university assembly, I don't think I can speak for them. I don't know what their intention is.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
okay. All right.
We haven't been approached or anything, so.
I'm just wondering. I mean, that would definitely make a stronger statement to have the assemblies united. So I that's why I'm asking the question.
Just to let you know, the request to actually look at this came from a staff member
mm-hmm.
who contacted one of the individuals whose name I can't remember, Finn or Phil or I don't know if you know.
Matt was the one we met with.
It's an odd name. I just don't remember. It's a very short name. At any rate, but the original request came from a staff member who contacted that person who then sent me an email and said, are you folks interested in debating this or not? So.
The results will come back. The student assembly votes online, so we'll have the results for that, and they'll be online actually on Monday. So the answers to the referenda questions will also come back with who's won each appropriate seat. So we will have some information about whether they passed it or not. I mean, mostly, I mean, the two major questions were, do you think that the fee should be there to put these resources towards sustainability? And if you believe that the fee should be there, should it be optional or mandatory? So that's really all we're going to get.
But
there might be some more there. I guess what I'm looking for here is that are we interested as a group in bringing this to the table for something else to discuss? Do you need more information?
I just think the whole idea of the assemblies being involved in the sustainability initiative is an interesting one, and I think that we should investigate that further. Yeah. I mean, given that Portland just signed the climate neutrality, the carbon, you know, the Chicago thing. So, Leon.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly, Donna, with what you're saying. In addition, I think also the faculty senate faculty should be approached as well, because I do think university-wide, their strength in numbers instead of just one assembly, you know, so I think if we could all, or if it could happen that everybody could talk to each other and hopefully come up with a joint resolution, I think that would be much stronger. So I think your idea is, you know, a very good idea.
So while I understand the student's concern about the fee, I totally get that. I mean, I think that we're looking at it from a broader university perspective and should investigate that. So there should be a sign, Andre, that says
We're going to nod.
Yes.
Okay.
So can you find out more for us about it?
Yes. I can do a formal presentation. I just wanted to see if our intentions were to actually have this for discussion.
Is there interest in pursuing
yeah.
this?
Definitely.
Okay.
And the other thing that I can do is contact Tammy Bishop, who is our representative on the university assembly, to see if she's heard anything about this either. Right?
Yep.
Any scowling?
No, I think that's it.
All right.
No.
Maybe she knows.
No, we just had a meeting recently, but mm-hmm. it didn't come up.
Okay.
And maybe it hadn't, or the publicity hadn't gone out. Right. Yeah.
Sorry, so I'll just touch base with her quickly to see if she's heard anything, but I hadn't, but I think it's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. Inclement weather. What a fun meeting we had last night, didn't we?
Oh,
yeah,
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How you got on this committee now?
I actually have absolutely nothing to report. I sent an email message to Marilyn to find out if there's been any action or any movement at all, and I have not heard back from her.
Everybody may not know who Marilyn is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mary Opperman's assistant. Because Mary is the person who initiated this committee. So I don't have an answer. So I'm sorry, but I have nothing to report. Do you have any insight?
No, and when we met with Mary last week, she said that they would be meeting soon, and that's all I heard too. So I can dig a little bit to find out. And it was the Severe Weather Committee was the one who established this, with Steve Golding and Mary, and there are a bunch of people on that. That are putting this together, I believe, under President Swarton's direction.
There was coverage in the paw print. I don't know if there's been any reaction
to
the coverage.
I've gotten a little bit of reaction from the article that we ran from Thomas Bruce. And I think it was mixed, but mostly people were pleased to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Pleased to have seen that spread. And in tomorrow's paw print, we have a short front page article about the committee being formed, but I was unable to determine that the committee had met. So I just highlighted the fact that there are three staff people in this committee.
All right.
Question on that, but it's important. Thomas Bruce came to our assembly with a concern. You know, he was a staff member, and I personally didn't feel that. I mean, I realized it was a very hot topic, and Mary was bristling, you know, very quickly, and I felt like that suppressed some natural reactions that we might have had. I don't know how much more we need to discuss because a committee was formed, but my questions are basically, one, is he involved in that committee as well? Is mm-hmm. he going to be on that committee?
Yeah, he is on
okay,
the committee.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good, because the last thing we need to do as a group is to appear that we're disenfranchising staff that come with us with concerns.
Yep.
And I wasn't sure when he left that he felt like, you know, the employee assembly was grateful that he brought this to us, even though it was kind of sort of...
I did follow up with him
okay.
and thanked him for coming
all right.
and
that's
all that
good.
Good stuff.
That's
I did. And I knew that he was appointed to the committee, so...
Good. Okay.
All right. Moving on. Finance. Your name is first.
Yeah.
You go ahead.
Well, we have, I think at the last meeting, we identified four areas, items in the budget that we felt we needed to talk about. Should they stay? Should they go? Should they be reduced? I hadn't heard back from anyone via email, so I'm hoping that we could discuss this here and come up with a resolution or some sort so that I can get this final budget onto Peggy, because I really have to do that.
Okay.
So,
all
does
right.
anybody have?
No.
Okay.
Pat, just in terms of a timeline, are you looking to resolve that today or the next meeting, or what are you looking at? What are your needs?
I was hoping that we could make some sort of a determination today as to whether or not we want to keep these items in the budget or not.
Okay.
Then my plan was, after that discussion, to resubmit a final modified budget for final approval so that I can send it on to the OA.
All right, so the first item for discussion is the staff graduate reception. I have a note that Nancy Leonard from ODS was going to be contacted by our friend Dennis Dunn.
Just tell me what that acronym means.
Office of Developmental Services.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And actually, Dennis and I have communicated as well on this. And from what I understand, he had his mouth full. That's why I told him. From what I understand, there has never been a transfer of funds from the employee assembly to Nancy's office to cover the seat event.
So there's the protocol.
So there we go.
We don't have to pay.
We've never given them any money.
I like this. How do we do it again? All right.
And what? The same applies for the staff graduate reception. We've never given any money.
Wow.
Don't know why.
Okay.
I always thought we'd be committed to it, and I guess
the
my assumption
would was never happen or whatever.
That the Office of Assembly's accounts rep dealt directly with those who needed it.
I never followed up,
and so it's not happened.
So I'm sorry. How much was?
Yeah, for the seed event, we had.
How much was earmarked?
$500 and the staff grad reception was $750. That's good.
So I guess the question is, do we feel that we want to include this as a budgeted item for a future, or since we've never paid it, do we want to just keep it out of the budget?
I'd say keep it out.
Yeah, we don't have much money to throw around.
Should we be nervous that they might say, hey, you've never paid us?
And we're going to collect 10 years in arrears.
Well, not
in
arrears, but
just a year. Being against your credit card.
I know. That $5,000.
I still think our answer is that, well, it wasn't earmarked. We didn't earmark it, so we don't have it.
But you did earmark it.
But we did
earmark it.
We did. It wasn't a budgeted item. The fact that it just never happened.
Just like
I just like the earmark.
And
I guess, I'm sorry, Dennis. I guess my thinking is this is a staff function. And I think as much as we can contribute and support those efforts, I would rather see this money go to that purpose. I'd hate to pull this. I'd hate to take this money out of the budget.
Doesn't human resources also have a responsibility to contribute, or are they doing it already?
Yeah, I'm sure that they are.
Oh, so this
and
is
not
the
sure
entire...
This is a very small amount of the total expense for each of these events.
Okay.
Yeah, we're giving them money to put our name out there. The employee assembly is helping sponsor these events.
So in past budget years, has that money, if you don't use it, you lose it, or because we've been in deficit, it just hasn't...
We just spent it somewhere.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reallocated.
Okay.
The earmark got changed.
Right.
To the other ear.
To the other ear.
So what's wrong?
I did some digging at Pat's request, and I believe the speed event, they feel that it costs somewhere between $1,500 and $1,800. Yearly, and the staff graduate reception is somewhere in the vicinity of $2,500 to $3,000.
And we had budgeted $500 for the seat event and $750 for the staff grad reception.
And
was it $500 for the seat event?
That's what we have. Yeah.
And while some of us do know or may know or not what seat means, there are guests here that may know what that means.
Staff employee.
Educational and employment
development
day. Yes, that's educational and employment day.
Oh, yes, that's it.
If we're allocating funds to these events and it's to get our name out there and our primary goal is communication, facilitating communication, then maybe we should more closely define when we're taking on this role what it's actually going to. So whether it be, how are we getting the word out, or are we supplying the money, the $500, going towards communication specifically through pamphlets, through... I don't think you can answer it, but I'm saying that if we're supplying money for events, maybe we should more closely look at what it's going to that our name is actually being associated with.
Right,
For the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I dug into that too, Carrie, mm-hmm. and if you had supplied $500, it would have been spent on the presents for the graduates.
Okay.
Each of the graduates gets a portfolio or something in the $25 range. And there tend to be anywhere between 20 and 30 graduates at these events.
So is that where the money, where we would want the money to, what we would want it to go for, or is there something else that we would want it to go for?
To earmark it specifically.
So that then when it's covered in Pawprin or some other form of coverage, you can say the employee assembly donating funds towards this.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically.
And that's the question.
Yeah.
I have some concerns about dropping it completely from the budget because we want to remain involved in these activities. But we could also look at reducing the amount that we earmark, whether we contribute or not.
Hi, Andre.
Quick point of order. I'm sorry to bring this up, but these are matters that I feel, or at least in my experience, should be discussed in executive session. And I wonder if we shouldn't be there because we're talking about allocating funds and the admission that these weren't being paid and et cetera, et cetera, mm-hmm. in a certain way. Maybe it's just a matter of reallocating, but I'm not certain that these discussions should be, because these are a matter of public records, these minutes, these discussions. So either we should make that note, or if everyone's really comfortable with putting that out, then go forward. Chair.
I agree with what he just said. I think that's, I do. I think
no,
that,
I'm sorry, I don't.
Yeah, because I think, who knows, I think the matter should be discussed with an executive.
Okay, is everyone else comfortable with that?
Okay, so I move. If we're going to continue discussion, I move we go into 5 minutes of executive session to discuss this now.
All right.
Executive.
All right. Does anyone have a motion to put on the table regarding the seed event and the staff grad reception?
Do I have a motion to keep the funding the same as it has been since the previous fiscal year?
Second.
Okay, the discussion? Sigh.
We always discuss before. I support that to keep the funding. No, we haven't given it to where the levels that we met.
All right, any further discussion?
No.
Okay, all those in favor of keeping the seed event at $500 and the staff grad reception at $750?
Okay.
All those opposed?
Three.
Right. We will keep in the budget $500 for the seed event and $500 for the seed event and $750 for the staff grad reception. The next item under the finance discussion is the employee packets, and we only have about 5 minutes left in our meeting, so I know we really want to grind through that. Okay. Give me a second. The packets, the welcome packets, have been budgeted by the communications. I can find it.
Where is it? Lock on it. Here it is. Here we go. New employee packets have been budgeted at $500. 0607, we didn't have anything budgeted, and this is a new request for this fiscal year. $500 for printing and design of the new employee packet.
Well, we talked about the compound meeting. I think we wanted to get more information about what's going on so far.
Right. And we want just to leave it lay until we figure out we're working and having the assembly office help us support the new employee packet. So the amount that will be requested shouldn't be that high, but we would just like further discussion to figure out what to put in it.
Okay. So what do we do with the $500 request? What is the recommendation from the communications committee? Should we leave it at $500? Would you like to reduce the request?
No, I would like to leave it.
Okay. So then that's what we need to decide. Based on Hazel's.
Just a refresher, what would be inside the packet again?
In the past, they haven't done anything with it, but from what I understand, the whole general idea was information on how to get to different places on the campus, you know. What were some of the other ideas they talked about?
Information about the employee assembly, right, and what it does for them.
Coupons and
stuff. Talking about coupons, you know, so they visit different areas on campus, Cornell Dairy Store, and stuff like that.
So when, I don't remember from 6 years ago, but when we get all that information during orientation, do they give us the same thing or not? Is it a duplication or is it different?
That's a very good question.
And as far as I know, when you go through the staff orientation process, which I understand is being looked at right now, is not typical to be presented. It's basically a benefits program where you discuss what benefits you want to choose, you look at a film, that type thing.
Right.
So, again, this would be an opportunity for the employee assembly to get in there because it's being reviewed.
I understand.
And we also talked about it, you know, being sent to them after they're here 3 months or 6 months, so that they're not over, you know, you get this packet with so much stuff in it, you lose.
Right.
So this will be a follow-up after hire.
That's a good idea. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so do I hear a motion?
Can I make it?
Sure, you can make it.
I make a motion to keep the $500 allocated for the welcome employee packet in the budget.
Second.
Okay, discussion.
Theoretically, you only need a motion to take it out.
Well, it's on for, it's under.
It's under to do.
Yeah. Okay, so second discussion. So all those in favor of keeping $500 in the budget for new employee packet? Okay, approved. I'd like to point out that we have not trimmed our budget in any way whatsoever. And now we are moving into employee assembly lunches. So the last item under consideration are the lunches. So we have currently budgeted, actually, the 0607 budgeted amount was $800, which we exceeded, and the 0708 amount requested is $1,500 for employee assembly lunches.
I think everybody knows how I feel about this. I think that we do not need to be feeding ourselves or others during this session.
We did at our retreat identify it as a pretty important thing, but I also understand where you're coming from. I guess maybe a happy medium would be through the first meeting of the month. In the second meeting, month?
Every other meeting?
Yeah.
Lunch at every other meeting?
Chair, point of order.
Yeah.
How much time do we have for this meeting?
Oh, another 3 minutes.
We have 3 minutes.
Okay, someone coming in?
No one's coming in.
Okay. I would like to make a motion that we actually table that issue unless we have a immediate deadline to submit this for discussion.
I thought she asked that we do it today, so I don't want to table it.
You want them to
take
it.
We can't wait on this.
Yeah.
We don't like your motion. Somebody else maybe wants to make a motion to extend.
So when I was sitting in and not actually part of the EA, I can tell you, and this probably won't be a popular thing to share, but most of the meetings that I've been a part of in groups and ad hoc committees and stuff, over the past couple years, there's been a trend where the funding for providing food at those meetings has been completely cut. And so, honestly, it was kind of a shock to come in here and to sit in on meetings and see all this food and, you know, just knowing all of the money that was going towards the food and to feel like, wow, okay, I'm sitting in, you know, the same floor as the president of the university, and maybe it's like, I don't know if people feel like we should be able to get this, but knowing that in all of the other committees that I have served on, we started out getting food and it has been cut because funding has been cut so short at the university. So it left kind of a mixed feeling for me. That I thought it was great, but I think that if we have food here, then it kind of sends a message that at all the other committees and groups that I'm part of, that that's the standard. We should have that. We're setting a standard.
Okay.
Yeah, my experience has been mixed, actually, and I agree with what Joe said, because there are some meetings that I attend where there is food and there's some that are not. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe, for me, the happy medium, maybe the balance would be every other meeting or something like that to further reduce the cost. That's where I would be coming from.
Okay.
And I guess I want to make one additional comment about not just the cost of the food, but we also have the supplies that have to be kept or included every time we order food. We're talking about Amy's time to order the food, to get make sure the food is here, delivered on time. We're not just talking that $1,500 that's represented in that budget. We're talking a way, whole lot more than that as far as Amy's time, the effort that has to go into making sure that we're all fed while we're meeting. So I guess I would hope that we would look past the benefit of getting fed during, you know, our lunch hour and more towards how much is it really costing. And what is it really saying about having us sit here and eat during this meeting?
I think that, you know, we volunteer a lot of our time with not just, well, we'll just focus on this meeting since it's this meeting. But I think we do give a lot back to the university and being a part of the EA. And I don't think it's unreasonable at all, as Joe suggested, which I agree, that every other meeting that there be food. And maybe there needs to be X number of dollars in the budget. And whatever time of year that runs out, that's it. If it, you know what I mean, if it doesn't cover the whole year of every other lunch, if it's 500 or 300 or whatever, then that's it. Then we are on our own. But I do think there should be money allocated in the budget for every other lunch, and whenever it's gone, it's gone.
Okay.
I mean, other people have other opinions,
so in,
although
in
I'm not hearing them, but I think they do.
We have had lunch at every meeting, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how you base the $1,500 for the year. So if we were to take that back to the 06-07 amount of $800, it's a little more than half.
Mm-hmm.
So that should theoretically cover us for every other meeting.
Theoretically.
Okay, I'll find the hand flying up here. Hazel.
I just have a question. Does this also, this food budget also cover Mary Opperman's lunch meetings?
We've basically stopped having them.
I know,
so,
but if they started up again,
it's
with
it. Horton meeting. I mean, that's
no,
food for.
It does not.
Okay.
That's just the first and third Wednesday, or yeah, first and third Wednesdays of the month.
Okay.
That's it. That's
Thank
all
you.
I've got to go by.
Andre?
I think one of the things that I'm hearing, but also this comes from some discussions that I've had with other, you know, board members here, is that you know, we give a lot of time, we volunteer, and that's all very true. But as we are doing today, you know, we find ourselves giving more and more time, which cuts into our work time, which cuts into all kinds of things. And, you know, for me to think about, you know, being a good employee, you know, I have to feed myself and do those things. If it means getting a lunch so that I can perform better, I think that's a very strong positive attribute. I think it would be a stronger message to take a look at how we spend the money that we have budgeted and maybe make a concerned effort to maybe, I don't know, bring other items which cost less.
Mm-hmm.
But I strongly feel that it's a perk, one of, you know, a few that we get, but the one that is a very positive one, and that it adds to a feeling of camaraderie and adds to a positive atmosphere. So I would say, and this is how I feel very strongly about it, is keep it the way it is, and don't reduce it.
I've been waiting very patiently.
He has.
I know at least three or four people around the table have been
Popper
board members.
That's what
I was going to bring. Okay. Popper has always had food, and what we have done is I provide a certain amount of food, and it's probably not more than $20 or $25 a meeting, and people bring food to share. And maybe you just bring a bag of chocolates, or maybe you bring a carton of tangerines or something. And not everybody even necessarily brings things all the time, but a few people bring, and there's usually enough. We never run out of food, and it's done at a very low cost, but I would agree 100% with Andre. There's something very elemental about a group sharing food together. It becomes communal. It breaks down barriers. It's something that you do in order to extend beyond just the fact that you're a committee. I think it has all kinds of additional benefits to the groups working and feeling comfortable with each other. So I would not want to see food go away, and people would have to get lunch elsewhere, so they put in the time here, and then they have to go find lunch someplace else, so they're actually extending the amount of time they're away from their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's fine to have food here, I think it's a good thing, but I would agree with Andre and with others, you might just want to be more careful about what kinds of food you bring in, and encourage people to share food as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let me try to frame the sentiment I'm hearing. Should we then keep the budget at the 0607 amount of $800 and find a better way to spend that so that we have some food at every meeting?
Well, we can vote to keep that amount now and then decide whether we're going to have the meeting or spend that.
And we, like I said, we can figure out how to best spend that $800, but
retain the old budget instead of doubling it.
Right.
That's what I would agree to.
Is that the motion I hear?
Yes.
Motion is to keep the $800 the same for employee assembly lunches.
That's not entirely true. Basically, we're reducing then the $1,500 back to the $800.
The motion is amended to reflect what Pat said.
Okay, the motion is $800.
Not a change.
Okay.
From the previous.
Right.
But it's a change from the current proposed
right.
budget.
Second.
Any further discussion?
No.
All those in favor of keeping the budget at $800 for employee assembly lunches?
In favor?
In favor of keeping $800 for employee assembly lunches. Okay. Approved.
Now I know how the senators feel.
So
we did reduce one.
We did.
One.
And
yeah.
A big one. Thank you.
Thank you
for taking the extra time. Do I hear a motion to adjourn and suspend the committee report to our next meeting?
An update.
A very quick update on IOC. Leon's watching the clock.
Yeah, I have a 2:00 meeting across campus. I need to go.
Okay.
The 30-second thing.
All right. Go ahead.
Great. all right. Basically, with the help of the Assembly's office and Rosanna, we've moved elections out 2 full weeks. A letter was sent to employees in which we received 16 or 17 responses. Packets were sent out, so we may be heading towards an election, which is really good, thanks to all that work. Only one packet been returned so far. That
we need to get those in,
and they're due Monday, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. This Monday they do.
This Monday, you gotta get them in.
We'll be the front page article in Portland tomorrow.
Hi, question. If you are currently a member of the assembly, do you need a new picture?
I don't know that.
I think you need a new picture.
Oh.
Yeah, and in the past, if there's a, you go down to the registrar, it takes a minute. And then they send us a CD with everybody's pictures.
Motion to adjourn.
Oh,
I didn't do that.
Okay, there is a motion to adjourn. Okay, thank you, everyone. It's been late. Thank you, thank you.
Can I tell everyone
some cleaning up.
Okay, so I saved you
7 minutes.
Sure. Or if you have to go,
go.
Very.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.